This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to our friend Mike Harb, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kennedy. Hey, Carson. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. You might notice the Australian accent. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, you might remember him as a bartender from the House of Blues.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Or you may not remember those days.
And or you're meeting him for the first time.
I definitely remember those days.
So you guys have a nonprofit taekwondo school in Cambridge. Yes. That is about to celebrate a milestone. Tell us about the milestone. Yes. And about the taekwondo school.
That is correct. Thank you. We have a taekwondo school in Cambridge in Central Square, and we just celebrated our 25th year anniversary as a nonprofit organization. And we had a big dinner gala, and a lot of the founding members came back, and a lot of former students came back and shared a lot of their experiences. And it was a really, really great time. But I just wanted to let you guys know and celebrate the momentous occasion, because it's hard for any business to stay afloat, especially gone through the pandemic and everything. And I just thought that the officers and the founders and everybody who's helping out keep this thing running and keep it afloat. It's quite amazing to be able to run a nonprofit organization and keep it going for 25 years.
Can you talk a little bit about taekwondo and what it is, and if someone was interested as a child or an adult getting involved, why would they? What does it do for you?
Taekwondo is a Korean form of martial arts. Obviously, it's a form of self-defense, but people do it for many different reasons. People do it for exercise. People do it for, you know, mental clarity, for a lot of mental health. We cater to students starting as young as 4 years old and going as old as, I don't know, I think we have one student who's 75 going on now. So people of all ages. And a number of the kids, we have a lot of kids with special needs that come to us, people with ADHD, even some students with autism, and it really helps them focus and center themselves, and doing physical activity can be very helpful. Me, personally, it helps get the stress of the day out. You know, if there's nothing more cathartic than kicking a bag or a pad and, you know, letting out all the stress that you've had through the day, through the week, and just makes you feel better.
I've been thinking about this for my son. He's 14. And I thought it would be a great thing for self-confidence. That is something that young people today, they spend so much time on a device that is a part of the social aspect of their lives now, whether they're gaming online or on their phone or social media, that I thought this would be something where it's tactile, your involvement with other people, the physical aspect of it, but also just gaining confidence in who you are as a person.
Absolutely. Very much so. We see so many students, whether kids or adults, coming in and very shy and very reserved and such. And, you know, by the end of the first class, a lot of the times they're running around and screaming and not screaming, but well, when we kick in Taekwondo, we make a sound. So a lot of times they're very shy when they start, and then seeing them grow up and gain that confidence and be able to express themselves is really, really joyful and warms my heart.
So if you want to find out more about CW Taekwondo, you can just look them up online. CW Taekwondo, CW Taekwondo, again.
TKD, it's CWTKD.com.
Oh, what is the website? Go ahead and say that again.
CWTKD.com.
You can find them in Cambridge, just celebrating their 25th year as a nonprofit Taekwondo school. That is incredible.
And like I said, we do have a lot of like low income families, and we do provide tuition assistance for people who need it, for full-time students, a lot of college students that come there, college students, they get a reduced rate. And, you know, we're just there. A lot of the instructors volunteer their time. They do it because they love it. It makes for a very special vibe and atmosphere. And we just want to help promote that and share our experiences and our love for Taekwondo and for the martial arts and get as many people involved as we can.
Mike, you and CW Taekwondo are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much. We're very excited.
It was great to catch up with you again. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye, Mike.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Fired up. No, no, no. You can't call. You can't conquer Casey.
Oh, you got up there on that one.
Thank you, thank you.
I felt that in my bones.
Yeah.
Kevin Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Nina from Revere.
Hey, Nina. Good morning.
Good morning. How you all doing today?
I used to enjoy your flea market back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Now it's an Amazon warehouse, right?
Yeah, it used to be a movie theater, now it's an Amazon. It's our dystopian future.
I miss the movie theater. I miss the movie theater there.
Nina, can you kick Carson out? We'll start this thing.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Nina.
Good luck. Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You're going to get yourself $100. He is walking over to that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Question one, Adam Carolla remembers going on Ellen in 2012 and how terrified her staff was of her. He says, quote, she's not a nice person at all. Spoiler alert. Who did Ellen play in Finding Nemo?
Dory?
Ed Sheeran's fans are seeing double after he posted a new Instagram reel featuring his redhead doppelganger, Rupert Grint. They dressed alike and lip-synced the new song Ed is teasing. Which character is Rupert Grint known for?
Ronald Greenlee? Harry Potter?
Ronald who?
Greenlee? No, Grizzly.
All right, question number three. It's been 6 years since Chance the Rapper released his first and only official album, The Big Day, but his follow-up is finally coming on August 15th. Chance the Rapper was actually acquainted with Barack Obama when he was a child because Chance grew up in the city Barack held office in before he was president. What city is that?
Chicago?
Charlie XCX turns 33 today. Take a listen to her singing the hook on this song She's featured on this song. Take a listen to it, and please give me the main artist of this track.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Who is the main artist of that song?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Gwen Stefani.
And question number five. Tom Brady turns 48 this weekend. He's widely considered the greatest QB of all time, but he wasn't expected to be much out of college. Which round was Brady famously drafted in?
Sixth round.
There you go. You're on that one. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Nina, what's going on in Revere these days?
Oh, not much. Not much. A lot of traffic getting into work this morning, but...
Anytime you talk about Revere, there's two things.
Well, there's roast beef three ways.
And traffic.
Yeah.
That's it.
We just had the sandcastle competition.
That's third thing. It's the sandcastle competition.
Yeah.
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nina from Revere.
Yes.
She got 3 out of 5.
North Shore, Best Shore, Dan.
That's it.
Nice job, Nina.
Question number one. Adam Carolla remembers going on Ellen in 2012 and how terrified her staff was of her. He says, quote, "She's not a nice person at all."
Interesting.
Who did Ellen play in Finding Nemo?
Oh, play Dory.
That is correct. 1-1. Ed Sheeran's fans are seeing double after he posted a new Instagram reel featuring his redhead doppelganger, Rupert Grint. They dressed alike and lip-synced the new song Ed is teasing.
Okay.
Which character is Rupert Grint known for?
Weasley.
I need a full name.
Ron Weasley.
There's a lot of Weasleys. Yes.
Sorry.
Ron Weasley is correct.
I got a birthday message from Ed Sheeran yesterday. He said happy birthday to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Him himself?
That's what I'm telling my kids.
2-1. It's been 6 years since Chance the Rapper released his first and only official album, The Big Day, but his follow-up is coming August 15th.
Oh, I'm finally excited about this. I like
Chance
that.
Was actually acquainted with Barack Obama when he was a child.
Oh.
Because Chance grew up in the city Barack held office in before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
What city is that?
That would be Chi-Town, Dan.
That's correct. 3-2. Charlie XCX turns 33 years old today. Take a listen to her singing the hook on this song. And then give us the main artist of the track. She's featured on this song. Tell me who the main artist is of this song.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Who dat?
IGGY. I thought you knew that. Knew that.
That is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. Tom Brady also celebrating a birthday. He's 48 this weekend.
No way he's 48. He looks like he's 28.
Much moisturized. He's widely considered the greatest QB of all time, but he was not expected to be much coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Which round was he famously drafted in?
The sixth round? The end of the sixth round, I believe?
That is correct. The sixth round. There's a whole documentary about all the QBs taken before him called The Brady Six.
Oh, really?
The whole documentary was just like, you're not very good. How did you get picked before him? And they had to sit there and do interviews.
My favorite is the video of him running the 40 when he was in college and how out of shape he was and how slow. Like, I could have run a faster 40 at 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carson, you get the dub, 5-3. Nina, sorry, we can't give you the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in and telling us, you know, the latest updates on Revere.
Thank you. That was fun. Thank you, guys.
North Shore, Best Shore. Till I die.
Nina, what do you want to say to Carson before we go?
I'm Nina from Revere, and I can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Kennedy is actually... out today. We are heading to the Cape. Me and Barrett tomorrow, we're going deep sea fishing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, we did this last year. It's me and Barrett and then another dad and his son. And it's great. It's a small boat, you know, just like a local captain down in Dennis on the Cape. And he takes us out. And this guy was incredible. He knew where all the fish were, Dan.
Oh, that's his job.
I know, but sometimes I've been out on these where you don't catch a lot of fish. And this guy was just like the fish whisperer. And he has the best name ever for a boat captain you've heard.
What is it?
Mike Bacon.
So Captain Bacon?
Yes. Come on now. Is that not a great captain name? Captain Bacon? I couldn't believe. Last night we were out to dinner and Barrett's like, do you remember the captain's name? I'm like, no, I don't remember his name. He's like, it was Captain Bacon. I was like, oh, now I do remember that.
What'd you catch last year?
Striper. Striped bass. big ones too. Like there's guidelines. You know, they have to be a certain length. They can't be too big or too small. They're like 21 inches long is around kind of the length of them. And then Barrett goes off to summer camp for 2 weeks at the Y.
Wow,
he is gone.
Sleepaway?
Yeah, sleepaway. No contact. No devices. Nothing.
What are you and Lana gonna do with all your free time?
That's a great question, Dan, and I'm going to keep that to myself. Susie is from Boxford. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. You're going to be working where this weekend?
I work in a correctional facility.
Okay.
Are you
so
a CO?
I will be spending the weekend in jail.
Are you a
working.
CO?
Let's. I started out as a CO, but I actually work more in an administrative role at this point in time. But yes, I did that for 20 plus years.
Oh, you must have saw some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I could probably write a book with some of the stories I've encountered and seen and heard.
How long do you work, you know, when you're in there? And how many people are in the place where you work?
There's probably... I don't know, 900 to 1,000 maybe, something like that. The population fluctuates. But I work a regular, you know, shift work, right. 8-hour shifts.
I gotcha.
Good job security.
Yeah.
People are always getting arrested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. For sure.
What's your favorite part about working in a prison?
Well, every day is different. So it's not like it gets stale. You walk in and you don't know what you're going to encounter.
Not with that cast of characters. It's never going to be sale.
No, for sure.
Oh, well, have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. Okay. And you as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get shivved.
Dan. Jesus. Good friend Heather from Ashby's going to a show over the weekend. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys.
Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see Bret Michaels. I have floor seats, so I'm really pumped to see him again.
Oh, that's a good one. Where's he playing?
He's playing at the MGM. You might remember last year we called in and my son talked to you and he said it smelled like sweaty old men when he went to the concert. Yeah.
I do remember that. He was unimpressed with the 80s vibe as a teenager.
Yes. So I'm taking Kaimani with me again. And Vince Neil is going to be there as well. So I don't know what his impression is going to be this time, but he said he'd go with me again.
That's awesome. You know, I've told this story a million times. One of my favorite all-time memories is being at Hampton Beach one summer, and Bret Michaels was playing up there like the ballroom or something, and Lana and I are walking down the street, and there is Bret Michaels just standing there talking to some women at a table at one of the restaurants that's on, and he's just sitting there talking, you know, like they don't know each other. They're just fans of his. And I was like, there's Bret Michaels. And Lana's like, who? And I was like, never mind. Never mind.
What?
Just Bret Michaels standing out on the street at Hampton Beach. All-time favorite memory. Well, have a great time at the show.
I will. I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Talk to you later. Let's see. Kathleen is from Quincy, also going to a show with an 80s vibe to it. What are you going to?
A lot of 80s concerts this weekend.
Hi. Yeah, tonight is a bunch of 80s bands at the Wang, and then tomorrow I'm seeing Darius Rucker here in Quincy.
Oh, yeah. Darius Rucker has the big show in Quincy tomorrow night. He's playing. Is that Veterans Memorial Stadium? Is that where he's playing?
Yes.
That's going to be so cool to see him. Who's playing at the 80s show tonight? I saw that lineup. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a bunch, but my favorites are going to be the Philadelphia Eagles, General Public, and Big Country.
In a big country. With Dan's looking at me like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Have a
Look
great
them
time.
Up. They're good.
Have a great
I hope
weekend.
You have a wonderful time.
Oh, my God. I saw that show, and I wanted to go if we weren't having to go down to the Cave this weekend. I definitely would have gone to that 80s show because there's a lot of good one-hit wonders there. All right, 617-655-1234. You could call it text. What are you getting into over the weekend? A very, very big weekend for Dan.
Yep.
Moving in with his girlfriend.
Yeah, she already texted me. She said, Happy Coronation Day. And I was like, all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Kennedy actually out today. You can call or text 617-655-1234. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. We have our good friend Corey from Medford. Hey, Corey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning from Houston, Texas.
Oh, what are you doing in H-Town?
I am here in Houston for the Starfleet International Conference.
That checks out.
It certainly does for me, where I'll be working as an auctioneer for a charity auction this weekend.
Well, that is very cool. Is it 1,000 degrees in Houston this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hiding in the air conditioning myself.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you dressing in your Star Trek attire for this?
Well, I'm actually going to attend a board meeting, and I will be in a Star Trek uniform for that. But Saturday, there will be a dinner followed by a disco, and of course, I've got a few handfuls of sequins to wear.
So you said you're going to be an auctioneer?
Yep. We are raising money for the Starfleet scholarship funds.
Do you have like an auctioneer voice? I hear they talk real fast.
As fast as I talk, but I can certainly get money out of people. Out of last year's auction, I raised a third of the $1,800 we raised.
Let's go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have to do it in Vulcan?
No, I do my stuff in Klingon.
Of course. My apologies. Well, have a great weekend down there.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Corey.
Oh, it's hot. It is hot in Houston. That that Starfleet uniform doesn't seem like breathable fabric.
Yeah, it's Jennifer from Plymouth. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a Mass Maritime volunteer this weekend?
I'm gonna be at Mass Maritime volunteering for the Pan Mass Challenge.
Oh, that's right. The Pan Mass Challenge is this weekend. Heads up. Might want to check your routes wherever you're going, because there's going to be a lot of people on bicycles maybe going the same direction you're trying to go.
That is for sure.
Have you ever ridden in the Pan Mass Challenge before?
I have not ridden in it. I have done long-distance rides, but my husband rode it 9 times.
Oh, my gosh. How many miles do they ride? Is it like 150, 160 miles over a couple of days?
Yeah, it's about 100 miles the first day, depending on the route, and about 90 the second day when they go down to Pete Town.
Dan's looking at me like, what?
I haven't been on a bike since I was a child, so I don't have much to add here.
Well, it's a good time.
I've done a ride down to Hyannis with best buddies, and it was 100 miles. I did that a few times. It really is beautiful, but there are a few times during the ride where your butt hurts so bad, you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, there's no bicycle seat that's comfortable enough for 190 miles.
Well, you're not totally wrong.
Well, that's great.
Stand up every time.
And yeah. I know they raise a ton of money. So congratulations to all of the riders raising money and to all the volunteers that are helping out. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jen is from Wilmington. Hey, Jen.
Hey there. Good morning.
Legally Blonde, what's going on here?
So Curtain Up Company has their premiere production tonight with shows running all weekend of Legally Blonde. And my dog, who is almost 16 and a tripod and battling cancer, is playing the role of Bruiser.
That's amazing. Where is the Curtain Up Company's performance happening?
It is at the Groveland Congregational Church.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Groveland, Mass?
And tickets, yes, and tickets are at the door. Everybody should come check it out.
How does your dog feel about his starring role as Bruiser?
Well, at almost 16, she is just knocking it out of the park and checking it off her bucket list.
What, Mom? Like, it's hard?
What is your dog's name?
Haley.
Haley. All right. We'll look up her IMDb page.
Yeah. Well, we would tell Haley to break a leg, but you said she only has three, so we want to keep them all intact.
Exactly. She needs all of them.
Well, that's great. Thanks for sharing that, Jen. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Got a text from a phone number you might recognize in the 71, Dan.
Okay.
All caps. I'm moving in with my boyfriend. It's coronation day. Who's that from, Dan?
New phone. Who this?
Is that Kaylee texting the show, Dan?
It can only be Kaylee. In her words, it is coronation day. We are moving in together today. I'm leaving right after the show.
Yep.
I spent 8 hours packing up my apartment yesterday.
Okay.
Still looks like a mess.
Yeah.
And we got a text last night that the movers asked to switch their time because they had something else going on.
Yeah, probably summer school.
Yeah, they're high school kids. One of them had a physical therapy appointment because they're high school lacrosse players.
One of them had a lacrosse game. Bro, I can't move your stuff. I have to play 2 hours of wall ball.
And I was like, well, we got the truck rented for this time, but we'll make it work.
So they've canceled?
No, they didn't cancel. They just bumped it back 2 hours.
Okay, so you're going to be okay.
We'll figure it out. There's just a lot going on this week. There's so much happening. I'm overwhelmed, but it's an exciting day. It's a good day.
Right.
And once it's all over, we're going to sit on the floor of that apartment probably eat Chinese takeout.
Where's your furniture?
I'm hoping it's in there. Knock on wood. I hope everything's going to be in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, that's it. It's moving day. We're moving everything in. We're going to be living together for the first time.
Yeah.
It'll be her first time ever living with a partner.
Yeah.
My first time in 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And we're excited.
Did you get a coronation gift?
The apartment is the gift. First and last is expensive, baby.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Carson. No.
Can't Be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Liz from Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Lowell.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm on the way to the gym right now.
Oh, look at you. Today is what you're doing. Is today chest day, leg day? What's today? Cardio?
Today's a cardio day for sure.
How many days a week do you go to the gym, Liz?
Like 4.
Look at you.
How many days a week do you go to the gym, Carson?
I have a friend named Jim. I hang out with him once in a while.
Liz, can you please kick Carson out of the studio so he can get some cardio in himself?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Liz.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. He doesn't have a record on the big board. I don't know what it is, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
Yes.
The coroner's report says Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack, but he also had leukemia, which he never disclosed publicly. The WWE wrestler with the most world championship wins ever is actually from Massachusetts, and you can't see him. Who is he?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
That's going to be tough to answer.
I used to watch wrestling all the time with my brother.
All right, question number two. Swifties think that Taylor was secretly in Happy Gilmore 2 in a bear suit, because if you have Taylor Swift in your movie, you definitely want to hide her face. But Adam Sandler said he never asked her to be in it because he didn't want to bother her. Which sports team are Happy and his kids super fans of in the movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Let's just say the Patriots.
Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, turned 66 today. Finish the line from their song, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Can't fire me up.
And question number four. Today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Chris Pratt was the lead. What is the name of the superhero he plays in that movie?
Star-Lord.
And question number five. The King of the Hill revival premieres on Hulu on Monday. On the show's original run, Hank's wife Peggy did what for a living?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Teacher. Maybe she's a teacher.
You got to be a little more specific. You're in the ballpark.
An English teacher?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
That would help if I waved at him. He's looking at me confused. So what do you got going on today, Liz? I hear it's your day off.
Gym, errands, whole lot of nothing on this rainy Friday. That's for sure.
All right, welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Liz from Lowell, already on her way to the gym. She only got one out of five correct.
One out of five, okay.
Suit.
It's a Lowell suit.
Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. The coroner's report says Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack, but he also had leukemia, which he had never disclosed publicly before. The WWE wrestler with the most world championship wins is actually from Massachusetts, and you can't see him. What is his name?
John Cena.
John Cena. That is correct. One to nothing. Swifties think that Taylor was secretly in Happy Gilmore 2 in a bear suit. But Adam Sandler said he never asked her to be in it because he didn't want to bother her. And some Swifties are cuckoo banana pants.
Why did they think that? What bear vibes? Or what Taylor Swift vibes was
that
bear
giving off?
Yes.
Which sports team are Happy and his kids super fans of in that?
The Boston Bruins.
That's right, the Bees.
Yep. His putter shaped like a hockey stick, which is just all time.
2-0. Question number three. Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, turned 66 today. Finish the line from Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour some sugar on me. When you could love, pour your sugar on me. Just fire it up. Fire me up.
It's Come On, Fire Me Up.
You were both
close, but no cigar.
Oh. That's the one line in the song I don't know.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Yeah. 2-0. Question four. Today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Chris Pratt was the lead. I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the superhero he plays in that movie?
Star-Lord.
3-1. Final question. The King of the Hill revival premieres on Hulu on Monday.
King of the Hill?
Yep.
The King of the Hill revival? Is that what you
said? Yeah, okay. The show revival.
Okay.
On the show's original run, Hank's wife Peggy did what for a living?
Well, I know Hank sold propane and propane
and
accessories.
And propane accessories.
Right.
Gosh dang it, Bobby.
And what's his wife's name again?
Peggy.
Peggy. What did Peggy do for a living?
If you don't know her name, it's going to be a tough pull.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, I watched that show, but it just... did she work like, I don't know, a dentist's office?
She was a substitute Spanish teacher that could not speak Spanish. That was the running joke.
Okay. I don't remember that.
3-1.
Wow, those were tough questions, Liz. You did pretty well, all things considered.
Carson, you get the dub. Unfortunately, Liz, we cannot give you the cash, but we do have a wonderful parting gift, like all good game shows do.
Yes, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see comedian Nate Bargatze playing at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. He's added a third show on August 9th at 3 p.m. You can get tickets for that at Ticketmaster.com. But you got a pair of those tickets for the 3 p.m. show absolutely free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. He's very, very funny.
He's great. I've seen him live before. Three shows in one day in the garden is crazy.
Yep, yep. Think he tells the same three jokes?
I bet he does the same set everywhere he goes.
Yeah, it's paying the bills.
Liz, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Liz from Lowell, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We went out to dinner last night for my birthday, and good morning, by the way. Dan.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Kennedy is out today.
How was your birthday?
It was good. It was good. It wasn't what I expected, but it was still a fun time. She had originally, well, it was Barrett's idea. Barrett said, why don't we take Dad to Topgolf?
That's cool.
I've never been. Always wanted to go. There's one down, I think, in Canton is where it is. And I was like, I love that idea. They asked me that 3 weeks ago. Would you like to go to Topgolf? Absolutely. That'd be a great thing to do. Then yesterday, they called me and said, or the day before my birthday, they called me and said, so, we didn't know you had to book it so far in advance. The earliest they have for Topgolf on your birthday is 9:30 p.m. And I was like, well, that's insane. I'm going to be in bed an hour and a half by that point. So she said, what do you want to do? And I said, I guess we'll go out to dinner. That's fine, too. And so she made dinner 5:30 p.m. for dinner last night, Dan.
That checks out.
That is a sensible time for me to be out. It was a good time. We went to this place in Charlestown called Prima.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
it sounds like an Italian joint.
It is an Italian, you know, a little bit of seafood, a little bit of steak, a little bit of red wine, you know, me and Landon Barrett. And they have this back room that's really cool. So she managed to get us the nice corner table in the back room. Felt very cool. So we went there and had dinner. And yesterday I kind of skated out of work as soon as the show was over. And since I didn't get to go to Topgolf, I decided to book myself some golf.
Beautiful day for it.
It rained. It rained.
Great day to be on the lakes.
Yeah. Well, I went to this course in North Reading, which is the best Reading. It's called Hill Something. Hill Something.
Did the whole course have a dome?
It did not. So as I hadn't checked the weather all morning, dum-dum. I mean, we sit here, the weather is happening all the time.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I just live like a pioneer, and whatever's happening outside is what it is.
And so I was looking at the app, and it was like, oh, yeah, 100% chance of rain for like the next 8 hours. And I was like, well, I'm just going to ride there to see what happens. And sure enough, I get there, and the rain kind of starts to peel off. And I go inside, and I say to the guy, what's the deal with the rain? He says, it looks like it's going to be kind of maybe a little sprinkle here and there for the next couple of hours. By like 2:30, 3 o'clock, though, it's going to start pouring down rain. So if you want to play 18, you might get through. But you better get on right now. So sure enough, they put me on with these three guys, Mark, Joe, and Peter, three retirees from Delray Beach, Florida.
And your people? Your Florida guy?
Yeah. Well, they live a different life in Florida than I did at that time. You know, they hang out at different places than I did. But they were delightful. I found out the one guy was a retired harbor master from, I think, Winthrop. He did it for like 30 or 40 years, so he knew all the old school Boston stuff. They loved that I worked on the old BCN. And the guy that I rode in a cart with is a ballroom dancer, Dan. And he does like cha-cha and merengue, and they go dancing all the time. And that's where he met the love of his life. I mean, I just had the best time. Had the best time.
That's good. Yeah. How does having good feet help you on the golf course?
Didn't help much. Didn't help much.
I don't know if ballroom dancing translates at all.
No, he didn't. In fact, he made reference to it several times. He's like, you want to ask me about the cha-cha? I got you. You want to ask me how to get a golf ball? I got no idea what I'm doing. But it was a lot of fun. They, you know, because they're all older guys. The three of them retired down there, I guess, like 15 years ago. So they come up here a little bit, and then they spend most of the time.
Yeah, they snowbird, sure.
Yeah, and so
New England staple.
Yes.
Only spending 3 months here when you're retired.
And so they played the first nine holes, and then they were done. So I played the back nine by myself in the quiet. And I actually played really good golf, and it was wonderful, and it was glorious, and I took my time, and I had a really good time. And then, like I said, we went out and had a nice dinner, and when we got home, they got me a nice birthday gift. They got me a PlayStation.
You got a PS5?
I did.
Happy 14th birthday, man.
Thank you, man. Well, you know, Barrett got one last year, and he and I would play a lot together, and then he decided he didn't like playing on the TV. He wanted, like, a really good monitor, and he bought his own monitor for it.
If you want to pwn noobs online, you have to have a setup.
And keyboard and all of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And he moved that to his desk in his room, which left me without being able to play Tiger Woods anymore, and I love to play that damn golf game. And he never forgot that from a year ago, and so he and Lana... Like Barrett pulled his own money. Those things are not cheap.
Not at all. Those are expensive.
Right. And he paid for half of it. Lana paid for the other half of it. And
oh, that's sweet.
It was really nice of him to do that.
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid. So last night he was getting it all set up for me and then talking trash to me in the middle of Fortnite, which is going to be great. I'm going to have 14-year-olds calling me cringe and sus.
Oh, you're going to be called things I can't repeat on the radio by children with really high voices.
Oh my gosh, the language with these young men.
Oh, they're brutal on
They are. I'm going to start to have self-doubt.
You need to get like older man insults back. Like, listen, Timmy, I'm going to be your new stepdaddy if you keep talking.
Listen, young blood. And so it was a lot of fun.
So you guys going to play online together?
Yeah, it was the whole thing because he enjoyed when we would play together, but not a lot of the games are you play together anymore. You have to play.
No, it's not like N64 where you had like a split screen four ways.
They
it's
don't
all
do that.
Online now.
Yeah, if you want to play any of those games together, you have to be in separate places, which was smart by Sony because that means they sell more PlayStations like they did to me. So anyway.
That'll be great until the first time you ruin his kill-death ratio in Fortnite, and then dinner's going to be real awkward. It's like, I don't think we can play anymore. You're bringing me down.
As if I don't spend enough time in the TV room. For the next year, I'm just going to be sitting holed up with the curtains closed and playing Fortnite with 14-year-olds.
Lana's going to love it. It's going to be so quiet in the house.
I know. That happened last night immediately after we blew out the candles and the birthday cake. He went to his room. I went to my room. She's like, where did everybody go? I was like, happy birthday to me.
Carson and Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Mix 104.1.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Not a lot of fun stories this morning. I'm just going to tell you right now. Not a lot of fun stories in the dirty this morning. We're going to start first with the official coroner's report on Hulk Hogan. It was released yesterday confirming that he passed away from a heart attack. The report also noted that he had an irregular heartbeat. However, it also revealed something previously unknown to the public. Hulk Hogan had been battling leukemia. It's unclear when he was diagnosed, as he had never shared the condition publicly. Of course, Hulk Hogan died last Thursday at the age of 71. Emergency crews were called to his home in Clearwater, Florida, just before 10 a.m. They attempted to revive him for about 30 minutes before transporting him to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. I don't know, too, if you saw the story about his daughter, Brooke. You know, she had a pop music career there for a minute. She had a song that came out. She was out doing all the radio stuff.
And, well, everybody in the early 2000s that was famous tried to be a pop star. That's
right.
What it was.
But apparently the relationship with her and her dad was not good at all. And she had been asked to be taken out of his will completely. So, you know, just sad to hear, you know, some of the things that are coming out now and that he was battling leukemia. Nobody knew about it. Justin Timberlake revealed yesterday that he's been quietly battling health issues as well. So it turns out that he has a diagnosis of Lyme disease. He shared in a post yesterday, and I'm going to read his quote. I'm not saying this to get sympathy, but to help people understand what I've been dealing with behind the scenes. Living with Lyme can be relentlessly tough, both mentally and physically. He added that the diagnosis initially came as a shock, but it helped explain the intense nerve pain, fatigue, and bouts of illness he experienced even while performing on stage. Despite the challenges, Justin said he didn't want to cancel his tour because performing brings him so much joy. His tour wrapped on Wednesday. He also mentioned he's trying to be more open about his struggles so people don't misread his behavior.
Yeah, I feel like he feels compelled to come out with this because people were crushing him for that video that he did in Romania.
Yeah, Kennedy talked about this last week. Justin had recently drawn criticism from fans over what some called low energy performances. If you haven't seen the video, the one that became famous is him performing Can't Fight the Feeling from the Trolls movie. And essentially, he's just allowing the crowd to sing 90%
the whole song
of the song. Meanwhile, in other Timberlake headlines, reports claim that Jessica Biel wants him to seek help for his alleged anger issues. A source described him as a ticking time bomb who lashes out when things don't go his way. And finally, this morning, former Maroon 5 bassist Mickey Madden is facing serious allegations from his wife, Kate Bowman, who claims he assaulted her after she confronted him about sexting teenagers involving a rape fantasy. According to a domestic violence restraining order filed by Kate and obtained by TMZ, she says the confrontation turned violent with Mickey slamming her against a kitchen counter and later chasing and physically assaulting her multiple times. I read the whole report, and she alleges that he chased her like down the street in his underwear and was just furious. She had to hide between parked cars, was going through his phone where she says she discovered disturbing messages and lewd exchanges with minors. She also alleges Mickey admitted to a sex addiction and has since entered into rehab. In her filing, Kate says she's traumatized and fears for her safety once he regains access to his phone and finds out that she's hired a lawyer. A judge granted a temporary restraining order requiring Mickey to stay 100 yards away from her, but denied her request to force him out of their home for now. She also accuses Mickey of financial control during their 5-year marriage and requesting continued support as well as custody of their dogs. Their dogs' names are Toast and Jam. Those are adorable names. The only good thing about this story. Again, Mickey, a founding member of Maroon 5. He actually left the band in 2020. So far, he has not responded publicly to any of the allegations.
Jeez, dude. Normally, Kennedy puts in a palate cleanser.
There wasn't one, Dan. There was someone. I was going through all the stuff in the gossip this morning, and it was just not a lot there. All right, I'll give you a quick palate cleanser, Dan. Swifties think that Taylor Swift was secretly in Happy Gilmore 2 in a bear suit. Adam Sandler says it was not her. He never asked her to be in it because he didn't want to bother her. They were wishfully thinking that it is Taylor Swift inside the bear costume. Sadly, it is not. Adam Sandler shut down the rumor at the premiere. He said he didn't ask because, again, he did not want to be a bother. He also talked about why he wears big baggy clothes. And he said because back in the day when he was buff, he loved to show up at the beach and take off his big baggy clothes and show that he was buff. And nowadays, he says he's got boobs, so he wears big baggy clothes so you can't see them. Is that a palate cleanser?
Sure.
It's the best I could do this morning, Dan. I'm sorry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cock a Carson. You can cock a Carson.
Guitar solo.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Leslie from Medway.
Hey, what's going on, Leslie?
Hello, good morning.
Leslie, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. And best of luck to you, Leslie.
Same to you.
All right, bye-bye.
It doesn't sound sincere when you say it like when Kennedy does.
That was not sincere.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you are going to get $100. He is off in that soundproof booth. Leslie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number 1. Justin Timberlake revealed that he has Lyme disease. He says it can be relentlessly debilitating, but he pushed through to complete his tour because it brings him joy to perform. How do you get Lyme disease?
From a tick bite.
From a bad Lyme. Question number 2. Demi Lovato has dropped her new single, Fast. Can you name the 2017 song that is Demi's most commercially successful song to date? What is her biggest hit?
I wish my daughter was in the car right now with me. I don't know.
Question number 3. Duncan dropped a new ad riffing on Sidney Sweeney's jeans campaign for American Eagle. Words are hard today. In 2023, Sweeney had a role in one of the most worst-reviewed superhero movies of all time. What movie was that?
Oh, it was that Joker one. I don't know what it was called, but it was the Joker movie. Something Royale or something like that?
Question 4. Justin Baldoni reportedly attended Blake Lively's deposition in person as part of their escalating legal battle. All of the drama stems from their time together working on which film?
It Ends With Us.
And question number 5. Kevin James thought Ray Romano's sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond would fail because, quote, he's such a low-energy guy. What was Ray's job on Everybody Loves Raymond? What did he do on that show?
Is he an accountant? I don't know. Accountant, but I have no idea.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
So, Leslie, where is your daughter today?
She is working at a ceramics camp in Worcester, so I just dropped her off, and now I'm driving home.
Ceramics camp? Okay.
I loved ceramics when I was a kid.
Carson went to Tupperware camp once.
No, but I love ceramics. I did a ceramics class in high school, and we make like all sorts of great things. Spin it on the wheel and everything.
Yeah, she's...
Go ahead.
Yeah,
work at the camp,
so he's loving it.
Very cool.
Carson, I was cleaning out my apartment yesterday to move today.
Cleaning out my closet.
And yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I found this old, like, clay thing that I made in 1996.
Ashtray?
100%.
Yes, I have one of those I made for my mom, too, like first grade. Hey, question for you. How come you don't yell Carson anymore when I come back in?
Because I don't have to. I have this.
Passion.
Oh, that's adorable.
You're welcome. Leslie from Medway got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Nice work, Leslie, and I mean that.
I don't know. She might be underwater right now. Her phone's acting weird. Yeah. Question number one.
Yeah, I'm definitely in here.
Justin Timberlake revealed that he has Lyme disease. He says it can be relentlessly debilitating, but he pushed through to complete his tour because it brings him joy to perform. How do you get Lyme disease?
You get bit by a tick.
That's right. An infected tick.
I met a guy who got bit by a tick and became allergic to red meat.
That would ruin my life.
That's wild, right?
It's probably a lot better for his heart, but not a lot of fun. 1-1, question 2. Demi Lovato has dropped her new single, Fast. Can you name the 2017 song that is Demi's most commercially successful song to date? What's her biggest hit?
Got to be Sorry Not Sorry, correct?
That is correct. 2-1. Mm. Duncan dropped a new ad riffing on Sydney Sweeney's jeans campaign for American Eagle. Mm. In 2023, Sweeney had a role in one of the worst-reviewed superhero movies of all time. What was it called?
Madam Web.
That's correct. Still Sam, haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Netflix or something tried to feed that to me the other day. I was like, not today, Satan.
3-1, question number 4. Justin Baldoni reportedly attended Blake Lively's deposition in person as part of their escalating legal battle. Mm. All of the drama stems from their time together on which film? Madam Web.
No, it was
Happy Gilmore 2.
Oppenheimer. It was not the Best of Us. It was The Worst of Us.
Gone with the Wind.
It was This Is Us. This Is Our House. I cannot remember.
It Ends with Us.
It Ends with Us. I was in the church, Dan.
Wrong
church, wrong pew.
3-2, last question.
Oh, she got that one. Nice work.
Kevin James thought Ray Romano's sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond would fail because, quote, he's such a low-energy guy. Mm. Everybody Loves Raymond was great. What was Ray's job on that show?
Did he, Everybody Loves Raymond. What? That is a... Everybody Loves Raymond. Was he a comedian in that? No, that was Seinfeld. Hold on, give me a second. Was he, did he work for like a delivery company?
No, that was King of Queens. That's Kevin James.
Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't remember what he, I never really watched the show to be
honest.
He was
a sports journalist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think was that in the 90s?
Late 90s, early 2000s. Yes. It kind of crossed over.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of TV then.
3-3. Carson sneaks out the dub.
Wow, that was close. You did really well, Leslie, actually.
Leslie, unfortunately, we cannot give you Sal's money, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
I got a prize for you, too. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see astronaut Katy Perry on August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So you enjoy that show.
Awesome, thanks.
Leslie, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Leslie from Medway, and I can't beat Carson, but I can't
hide him. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.